Van Damme. He's got what the kids call mad skills, which he thought meant he was really good at being angry about everything. Well, live and learn. This is the Ron Van Damme Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Damme Show.
Thank you so much.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program of enormous proportions. Look at the size of this thing. You sit back and relax. I'll take it from here. Like Greyhound bus lines, I'll do the driving. Is that what they say? Is that their slogan, or is it don't touch the wheel? Well, for me, it's allergy Lollapalooza. I woke up this morning and started sneezing like a bastard, and you know how bastards sneeze a lot. But I'm okay, thank you. Thank you for your concern, I'm okay. Thank you. Please hold your applause to the end of the program. It confuses me when you applaud so much. It throws me off my game. Thank you. Thank you so much. What a pleasure this is. You know, a lot of people do various shows and they always say thank you so much. And I really mean it. I really do want to thank you. No, I don't. Oh, that's a lie. I've started out with a lie, and I guess I'll continue that way. But first, I have a question for you.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today, today?
Are you wearing white? Because you're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day. It's a superstition. You're also not supposed to walk under a cat. What? I mean a ladder. Something to do with a cat and a ladder. I don't know. It's a superstition. Some people throw salt over their shoulder when they're cooking. I don't understand these things. I don't know. Apparently you're not supposed to take a Ouija board and hit someone over the head with it because it'll bring the spirits out. Is that right? Do I have this right? I don't think I do. The number 13 is apparently unlucky. Unless you're born on the 13th of the month, then it's like, uh-oh, what do I do now? Just say I was born on the 14th? I don't know what those people do. Anyway, thank you. Welcome to the program. Yeah, I do have allergies. They're still bothering me, and for some reason, they always occur in my respiratory system. Why can't I just have allergies in my feet? Like, you know, wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't that be wonderful? All right. Anyway, I'm going to tell you a story that, why don't we wear white after Labor Day? I don't know. I've said this before. Women can wear white anytime they want. Why? Because they rule the world. They can do anything they want anytime. Don't bug them. Don't comment about how they look. Don't make comments about them. Leave them the hell alone. They're like the little gremlins. Don't pour water on them. Are those the gremlins? I don't even know. I don't even know my gremlins. I don't know. Just don't bother. Just stay away from those people. Men, you should never wear white because you're sloppy and you're dirty. And women can wear white pants all day and it's absolutely fine. Nothing's going to happen to them. Yeah, for the most part. Men, as soon as you put those white pants on, you're going to have a dirty ass. You are going to have little stains on your knees. Men cannot, so don't even do it. Don't even do it. Don't even do it. If you get nothing from this program whatsoever, and I guarantee you will not, get that. Men never wear white pants. I don't care if it's Labor Day, Easter, Arbor Day. Don't wear white pants before or after it. Women, whatever. You do whatever you want. I laugh because I have allergies and it's starting to fog my brain. Today I wanted to talk about an odd thing that a lot of us do.
Whatever.
And here's what it is. I might be a little bit older than you. I might be a little bit younger. There's no way of knowing. Here's the thing. I've had a decent lengthy life so far, and I've worked hard, not necessarily at a job, but you know, just to keep things going. When I was young, I cleaned my apartment. I lived in New York City. I cleaned my apartment every single Sunday. Sunday morning was apartment cleaning time, and I would take a rag and dust every end table, and I would vacuum the couch. The floor was filthy, but the couch was beautiful. And I washed the floors. I cleaned the kitchen so it sparkled. I was obsessively looking to have everything clean once a week. I do the laundry once, the whole bit. Did that all my life. When I got a little bit older and I had a job that was fairly lucrative, I decided I'm not cleaning the damn house anymore. And I graduated from an apartment to a house, and the house was a little overwhelming to clean. So I have hired, get this, don't think less of me, I've hired a cleaning service to clean my house. Mm-hmm. It's a company that goes to houses and cleans them once a month. It's not incredibly expensive. It's a little bit lavish in a way. But I do it. And my house is clean and it smells wonderful after these people leave. When they clean the house, they do like a hotel. They'll take the towels that are on the rack in the bathroom and they'll fold them, and it looks very hotelish. They'll take the tissues that pop out of the tissue boxes, and they'll make flowers out of the top tissue. I mean, it's very, very fancy. They'll make my bed. They'll make my bed into an automobile. No, they will make my bed. They will strip my bed, and they will remake it, and it looks like a showroom, like a bedroom showroom at a furniture store. It's a lovely thing that they do, and the house smells like a new house smell. And they clean the kitchen, and the stove sparkles, and my oven is... Who cleans an oven? Who does that? Who does that? They do. And the price is pretty good. The only problem with cleaning companies is every once in a while, they're going to break something. It's going to happen. It's not their house. Don't give a fuck. So they're going to break something. I get that. I mean, I'll break something every once in a while, but they'll break something even more than once in a while. But here's the irony of the cleaning service. The day before the cleaning service comes, or the hours before they show up, they're cute. They pull up in a little car, and they come. There's like three or four of them. They come out of like a little clown car. It's like the circus, you know. This cleaners just keep coming out of the car, this small little Volkswagen. And there's vacuum cleaners and buckets and sponges and cleaning supplies. They're all packed into this little car. It's amazing. It's like the circus is coming to town in my driveway. And they come in and they can never speak English. And I don't know why that is. I'm not going to get into the political part or the cultural part. All I can tell you is if three or four of them show up, only one can speak English, and even that is a questionable situation. I do a lot of pointing and nodding and less talking when I explain things to them. But it's fine. I don't care. We don't have to sit down and have an in-depth conversation. They're here to clean the house. But here's what I do before they show up. And I don't know. And I'll give you examples of what you may do as well. Before they show up, I clean my house. Yeah, I do. Because I don't want the cleaning people to think that I'm a slob. So I will actually clean the house. I will actually clean the toilet bowl because that's rather personal. I pee in it. I take a shit in it. I'm a little embarrassed about that. So I clean the toilet bowl so that when they show up and clean the toilet bowl for me, which is part of their duty, is a pun, they don't say, ew, this guy is a slob. Look at these stains all over. Of course, they don't say that in English. They don't even think it in English. So I cleaned for them. I will take a solvent and I will clean the bathroom counter. I will make sure there's not too many crumbs in the kitchen on the counter. I will actually clean up a little bit so that they don't get the impression that I'm an idiot. Now, how can you relate to this situation if you do not have your house cleaned? I shall explain. Do you go to the dentist? Most people go once a year. If it were up to a dentist, you'd be going every week. Not so they can clean your teeth, but so they can yell at you for not cleaning your teeth properly and in order to put their kids through college. Dentists want you to go all the time. But most people go to the dentist once a year. What do you do before you go to the dentist? Think about this. What do you do before you go to the dentist? Yes, you put pants on. Yes, okay, we all do that. What does a dentist do? They clean your teeth. Professionally. No one can clean teeth like me. I'm a professional. Okay, fine, whatever. They clean your teeth. So what do you do before you go to the dentist? You clean your teeth. What? Aren't you going to the dentist and paying a lot of money to have them clean your teeth? Yes. Then what are you doing before you go to the dentist cleaning your teeth? Well, I don't want the dentist to think I don't clean my teeth. But you don't clean your teeth. Well, I do. Well, then why are you doing it? You're paying these people to clean your teeth, yet before you go, you clean your teeth. It makes no sense. You know why we clean our teeth? Same reason I clean the toilet bowl before the cleaners show up in my house. You don't want them to think that you're an idiot. Now, the dentist will always think you're an idiot because it is their job to shame you. They will shame you. A dentist will, that's the dentist's job. To shame you, to make you feel like you're nothing. You're just nothing. And without the dentist, your teeth would probably fall out. That's what we do. We do things ahead of time for people that are going to do it for you anyway, and that's what you're paying them for. Technically, if you have house cleaners the day before they clean the house, you should just have a party. You know, just to have your place look like a complete mess. Because that's what they're supposed to do. Clean the house. Same with the dentist. If you have an appointment to see your dentist, I wouldn't brush my teeth for a week. I'd make sure there's plenty of corn in there. Plenty of food in there caught between my teeth. I want a whole meal caught behind me. I don't. Dentist also gets off on the floss thing. I never understood the flossing thing. When I was growing up, we didn't have flossing. We had toothpicks. We took a skinny piece of wood and we shoved it between our teeth. They were mint flavored, don't get me wrong. We weren't stupid enough to shove any kind of wood splint between our teeth. It was mint flavored. So stupid. I'm not into putting a string between my teeth. It's kind of weird. Whenever I floss, the floss gets stuck between my teeth. Well, that didn't work out. I'm trying to get food out between my teeth. I take a piece of floss to do it. Now the floss is stuck between my teeth. All day I'm walking around with a string hanging out of my mouth. I look like a walking tampon. I don't like flossing. I don't even like the word. The connotation bothers me. Here's something that the oral hygienist, which is really nothing more than a house cleaner who cleans your mouth. This oral hygienist, and believe me, it was a woman. No one else is going in my mouth except for a person of the opposite sex. I'm funny that way. It's about the only way that I am funny. The oral hygienist will say, you know, you should really brush your tongue. But I do that now. I do that now. It makes my breath nicer. It makes my mouth cleaner. I actually brush my tongue. Nobody does that. I think I'm the only person that does it. I've told people that I brush my tongue, and I walk up to strangers in the street. I tap them on the shoulder and say, excuse me, my name is Ron. I brush my tongue. For some reason, they don't find that to be, a sociable thing to say. But I do it. I brush. Do I brush after every meal? Yeah, I tell them that I do, but I don't. I'll tell the dentist anything he wants to hear, or she, I don't know. I happen to have a male dentist. He's not very good. He's not horrible, he's not very good. He treats my mouth like a construction site. We'll actually take orange cones and put them around my mouth so that other people won't, so that they know that he's working with construction cones. He'll wear a hard hat, the whole thing. I mean, you know. Well, if you're going to go drilling, you wear a hard hat. That's just what you're supposed to do. It's a whole deal. My dentist is a nice guy. And my oral hygienist, a wonderful woman, wonderful. She has large breasts because that's about all I can see when she's playing around with my mouth. It's all I really care about. It's a distraction. I don't know what the hell they're doing in there. They got mirrors going on, the construction cones, pieces of cotton shoved in my mouth, trying to make me look like Brando in a movie. Reference to an older time. Millennials didn't understand what I was saying. Millennials, don't worry about it. I look like Brando and The Godfather. They're putting hoses in my mouth. They're shoving more stuff in my mouth than I do during a large dinner buffet. They're drilling. I don't know what they're looking for. I have no idea. And when it's over, they shoot me with Novocaine, man. Novocaine. You know that when they're shooting, putting needles in your mouth to deaden the pain, you know something bad's going on. Something bad's going on. And I'm not into the dentist thing. It just bothers me. It just bothers me. My mouth is just too close to my head. Yeah. I'm like that, you know. My feet, I'm over 6 feet tall, like 6'3 or something like that. My feet are like you have to take a bus to get to them. So if I have athlete's foot, it's okay. I can't reach my feet anyway. I don't see them, whatever. But something that goes on my face and my mouth, that's a little too close to home. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, athlete's foot, what is that? What is athlete's foot? I'm not an athlete, but I'll get their disease. If I'm not running around and doing laps and swimming, I'm not an athlete. Don't give me their feet. You've got the foot of an athlete. Oh, you mean it's in good shape? No, it's got scaly things on it. Put some cream on that stuff, will you, please? I would. I just can't reach them. I saw a commercial for when you become an older person, which we all will. Don't make fun of older people. You're on your way, and you're getting there, if you're lucky. There's a contraption. It's got a little claw at the end of a long pole with a release handle, and it helps you put your socks on. Let me tell you something. If I get too old and I can't put my socks on anymore, take me out to pasture and shoot me, because, I mean, come on, I need a contraption to put my socks on? That's worse than athlete's foot. Wow. Anyway, I do have a house cleaner. I'm sorry. I know, it's embarrassing. It is embarrassing. I do. I also have someone who mows my lawn. I've talked about that. You know, I don't. I've mowed lawns all my life. The only reason my father had children was so that they could do chores. The only reason I was conceived by my parents was to eventually mow the lawn for them. And I did. And I did that for years. I mowed the lawn for my family home because my parents, you know, were not into paying someone to do it, so they had me do it, and they didn't pay me. And then when I had my own apartment, I didn't have to mow. That was a little break. And then when I got my first house, and ever since then, I've been mowing the lawn. And so I have a landscaping service now that will not only landscape my home, but also landscape my private parts, which is an odd combination, but figure landscaping is landscaping. Let's get to work. Anyway, that's what's going on. Okay. I'm going to, you know, I talked at the beginning of the show about superstitions, and I think part of superstition is a horoscope. I've never believed in horoscopes, but I know a lot of people that do. And if you probe them enough, not physically, but if you probe them enough mentally, they will admit that they do the horoscope thing, because they need to know what's going to happen in their near future. Will I meet the person of my dreams? Will I get that job that I want? All that kind of stuff. And the answer is, I don't know, and neither does a publication. You're the one that kind of decides that. Well, actually, that's not true. Other people decide that. You have nothing to do with it. You know, these lecturers that go around and they say, you know, you're the master of your own life. You can change things. Only you can make a difference in your own life. Only you can result in your own success. It's bullshit. Other people have a big hand in this. If you want that perfect job, working for somebody else isn't going to cut it necessarily. You're in no control there. They hang over your head. Well, you know, you're going to make more money. Do you want the job or not? If not, you can take a walk and you can be unemployed. Oh, God, you're holding that over my head? Yeah, I'm in command of my life. Yeah. So a lot of people start their own business, and they think, okay, now I can make my own decisions, I can set my own salary, I can be my own boss. Well, let me tell you something, you're still not in control because other people have to buy your stuff. So now you got to depend on those people buying your stuff, so now it's still on the other people, your success. Not just you, it's other people too. They don't explain that to you, they don't explain it that way. No, other people do make a difference. And I guess that's why some people do the horoscope thing, because they just wait for something else to tell them what's going to happen to them. They are not masters of their own domain. They are simply people that have to put up with other stuff. Oh, yeah. So here's your horoscope for today.
Greetings, fellow planetary travelers. Kip Starchild here with your New England Broadcasting horoscopescape for the month. Let's take a look and see what the stars have in store for you. Aquarius, the stars would like to apologize in advance for what's going to happen this month and to remind you that on some people, scars are quite becoming. Pisces, avoid people named Philip this month, especially Philips who ask if you'd like to see the machete collection they keep in their sub-basement. Aries, you'll spend some quality time at home this month, thanks to not noticing the difference between a Hershey bar and a chocolate laxative. Remember to courtesy flush. Taurus, for some reason, true love and back-alley flamenco dance lessons go hand in hand this month. Gemini, your plans to become a professional wrestler take a turn for the worse this month when you realize that you and tights just don't mix. Although the mask works, so maybe keep the dream alive. Cancer. This is the month you finally discover how many tomatoes you can fit in your mouth at once. Unfortunately, it will be against your will. Leo. Do not accept pigs from strangers. It may seem like a good way to get free bacon, but it will only lead to a bad case of demonic possession. Virgo, a double espresso, a croissant, and a fake Lithuanian accent are all you need for success this month. Don't ask me how. Scorpio, this month, wear a cup. Everywhere. You never know. Sagittarius, you'll have a chance to drive a Zamboni this month. You will be drunk, and the police will be chasing you, and there's a good chance shots will be fired, but whee, a Zamboni! Capricorn, take every fortune cookie you read this month very literally. It could save your life or the life of someone you love. Oh, ignore the lucky numbers, though. That's just made-up nonsense. I'm Kip Starchild, and that's your New England Broadcasting horoscopescape for the month. Make good choices. Peace.
Did that help at all? Do you now know what's going to happen to you? It's like the fortune cookie. And I know people open those things up for fun after a Chinese meal in a Chinese restaurant. I love Chinese restaurants. Every once in a while, I just get a yearning to have their cuisine. I just love it. Not good for you, fattening, unless you eat healthy. I've told this story before. You walk into a Chinese restaurant and they have all these fried wontons and the chicken fingers and all that. Really fattening, poo-poo platterish kind of crap. But that's what Americans like. It's like they turn Chinese restaurants into KFCs somehow. And then you pass a table in the corner where the wait staff is taking a break and having their dinner, and you look at what they're eating. It's not that crap. They're having white rice, Chinese vegetables, and a very small amount of protein. And that's about it. Totally different than what you're shoving down your pipe in the same restaurant. That should be a lesson to all of us. Well, to you. What do you do at the end of a meal? You open up the fortune cookie. So in other words, now you're running your life with advice from somebody that works in a fortune cookie manufacturing company. Some guy named Bob who couldn't even make it as a telemarketer. Yeah, but people open up the fortune cookie and go, oh, look, I'm going to do the, this is my lucky day. Yeah, according to the person in the fortune company, fortune cookie company manufacturing plant in Akron, Ohio. Come on, man. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. But until then, I wish you peace.
Thank you.